Governor Doug Ducey's State of the State address this week included a laundry list of items, including some that continue to grab most of the headlines, like water and K-12 funding. But one of the governor's pet projects also came up. He likes deregulation and also challenged lawmakers to get rid of what he calls old, unneeded laws. State Senator Martine Quezada is calling for the elimination of SB 1070, Arizona's well-known immigration law, and Senator Quezada is with me. Senator, why start with SB 1070?
I wanted to respond directly to the governor's challenge. He mentioned in his State of the State that we've built up nearly 11,000 pages of laws, and he specifically said that many of those laws don't have merit anymore. And I believe that Senate Bill 1070 is a prime example of one of those laws that no longer has any merit. The fact that 90% of it was struck down by the Supreme Court in the Valle del Sol versus Whiting case, and the remaining provisions, and the Attorney General issued an opinion that really neutered most of those provisions now and left them really kind of unenforceable. So this is a law that is only leaving a black mark on the state of Arizona, and I think it's time that we clear it out.
Have you heard anything from allies of the governor or anyone else who at least agree with your sentiment?
No, not yet. And I'm hoping I will, because I think that this is one that would make sense. It would go a long way to really build, to send a strong message to the community that we represent here. This is a new day, that we're going to work across the aisle, that we're going to change the ugly rhetoric that has become popular, especially at the federal level. And we're going to make Arizona a different place that's welcoming and accepting of all people. I think this is a huge political opportunity for the governor. And it's disappointing that he hasn't jumped at it.
Would this be more of a symbolic move to say, listen, some of the stuff that was in the past that caused us so many problems, whether in reality, which is true, and perception, which is also true, is that part of the argument here, just saying, let's put this behind us?
Well, I think the governor would be contradictory if he was going to say we shouldn't repeal Senate Bill 1070 just because it's only symbolic. I think that symbolism would go a long way, and it would directly contradict what he said in the State of the State. I mean, he specifically told us to clean out laws that no longer have merit, to stop being a legislature that seems to have a competition to pass more laws, and find a way to get rid of old, unneeded laws, and get rid of the ones that aren't relevant to the Arizona of today. This is a perfect way for us to make our statutes relevant to the Arizona of today. And I think he would be missing an opportunity if he passed it by.
And in the broader sense from that topic, another thing the governor brought up in his State of the State was the idea of bipartisanship and whether this would be a step toward that or not. Are you optimistic or are you cynical about that possibility?
I'm still cynical about the possibility of bipartisanship in general, for a couple of reasons. And here in the legislature, we've adopted a new definition of what bipartisanship is. And bipartisanship to the governor and to the majority party seems to mean that they come up with all of the ideas, and at the end of that decision-making and debating process, they pick off a few weak Democrats to vote with them on those issues. And then they call it a bipartisan result. But I've been very consistent in saying that bipartisanship isn't a result. Bipartisanship is a process. And that process would include both parties coming to the table at the beginning of the debating process and putting ideas from both sides of the aisle on the table and coming to an agreement where at least some ideas from both sides of the table are incorporated into the final product. Granted, not every item of that both sides want is going to be included, but that's what bipartisanship is, when both sides have to compromise, but both sides get something out of it too. And I think if we were to produce a product through that process, and we would get a mixed amount of votes from both sides of the aisle, that would be true bipartisanship. We've yet to see that in Arizona ever since I've been in the legislature, and I think it's been a long time since we've seen anything like that. So I'm hopeful that they will adopt that type of a definition of bipartisanship and try to put that into place as we move forward.
State Senator Martine Quezada, a Democrat from Phoenix. Senator, thanks for the time today.
Thanks for having me.